It is Wednesday, and it is time now for another round of Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website and has been waiting very patiently this morning as we have completely blown up the schedule with all of the exciting special guests that have been coming through the studio this morning to celebrate 70 years. Good morning. How are you?
I am so thrilled and honored to be here on this momentous occasion in the life of the station. I don't mind being 8 minutes late.
That's good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you don't mind being 8 minutes late because you totally are this morning. I am so sorry.
But who's counting?
No, I'm looking at the clock. The clock is counting. Ticking down to the end of the show. We got things to do.
Right? I was so glad to hear Ron's piece, though. My gosh, him talking about the ice storm of 2002.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I have such fond memories of that. We were living in Carrboro. The power went out. We were in White Oak townhouses, which back up to the like farmers market and stuff.
Right.
And we apparently our row of them was on the same grid as the fire station. So they got the fire station up and running, but the rest of the townhouses didn't have power. And our townhouse became like, everybody come, bring your dogs, get warm, take a shower. It was like, you know, and we were, you know, young and free and it was just
fancy
a party
free.
For 5 days. So
gotcha.
That was fun to hear about that.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on at the library?
You know, all the things. It's funny. I was just telling Hannah, our marketing and communications coordinator, we have this bulletin board in the staff kind of hallway where you go in and we post the flyers for upcoming programs. I'm just like, oh my gosh, we just have so much stuff happening. We just did a board game night. We have a program about mushrooms coming up. We have a program about the space Mars telescope rover things. I don't really understand science. We have a bunch of things in the works for the anniversary of the letter from a Birmingham jail.
Nice.
We have kids programs happening galore. There's just so much happening. So get on the website, follow us on social. We have a lot of great stuff happening.
Letter from Birmingham Jail was 63, right? So
correct.
60 years?
Okay, yeah, there's awesome. A lot of 60-year anniversaries coming up this year. So
very cool.
Molly and the community history folks are working with a lot of other partners on some great programs.
Nice. Speaking with Susan Brown, Talking Books, and let's get into it. We're celebrating 70 years of WCHL as a radio station, launched on this day in history, 1953. So with that in mind, books from 1953, books that were big and emerging when we were emerging.
Yeah, I think this is a super fun topic. I'm so glad that I thought
of it. You came up with it, yeah. I think this is the best topic that any one of us has ever come up with.
So, some interesting books. Some here, like, I was looking on here, like, there's the Better Homes and Gardens new cookbook came out. That red and white cookbook. I still use that cookbook. I have it on my shelf and use it. A lot of sequels came out. Second Foundation came out, the Asimov, the fourth book in the Narnia series, a lot of great stuff. So the first one that I wanted to mention is J.D. Salinger, mm-hmm. Nine Stories. So that one, it's interesting for me because when I think about Salinger, I'm a person who read Catcher in the Rye in high school, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is the greatest book ever.
Same.
I am he, and he is me, and yes. And then I read it again like in my 20s, and I was like, I'm not sure. It quite hits.
Yep.
And then I had the chance to read it like in my 30s. I was like, oh, my, what was I thinking? He's just terrible, and this is awful. Now, so I will say that I have reread Nine Stories many times, and it's still, for me, holds up.
Okay, good.
So this has one of my all-time favorite short stories for Esme with Love and Squalor. It's got A Perfect Day for Banana Fish. It's a wonderful set of stories that capture like post-war America and that turning of our culture. So I was thrilled to see that in 1953, J.D. Salinger, Nine Stories came out.
I also read Catcher in the Rye in high school and had that exact same experience. Like, it's one of my favorite books ever. Revisit it 15 years later. This is no longer one of my favorite
right?
books ever.
It does not hold up for
me.
It's
fine. It's good. It's, you know, it's catchy in the rye, but, you know, it's not that great. Also came out in 1953, Arthur Miller's The Crucible, which I remember we read this in, like, advanced American literature in 10th grade. And I think this was after we just got done with maybe maybe The Great Gatsby. Like, oh no, Scarlet Letter. Scarlet Letter, and everyone was just done with reading after we got done with The Scarlet Letter. And I think I was like the only person in the class that made it all the way through The Crucible, which you can like read out loud in an hour and a half, but no one could do it. But the one I'm going to recommend is James Baldwin, Go Tell It on the Mountain,
yes,
which is a great book. And actually the only Baldwin that I had read for a long time before I finally like got around to his nonfiction stuff, but amazing book.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next one that really caught my eye is in 1953, the first novel by British author Ian Fleming came out in the James Bond series, Casino Royale.
Nice.
So this is a book that I love the movie version of with Daniel Craig. I just, that's a movie that, you know, if I'm flipping through channels and I come across it, and whether it's got 5 minutes left or it's 5 minutes in, I will watch it,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I picked up the book a couple years ago. Again, it's a pretty short book. It is so good. Very different. Like, you like recognize the broad strokes and the framework. It's very different. But that came out this year. And if you've never read a James Bond novel, I say start with that one.
Okay. That's fascinating. Like so early in the Cold War for like him to start writing that. Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. All right. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there, find out more. ChapelHillArts.org for more on community arts and culture, with Susan, which Susan also heads up because she has 28 hours in the day. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.